Selected verses of Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Reformation is about the Word of God and the works of God. Scripture alone tells us the truth of salvation. God alone is our Creator, Redeemer, and Comforter. God is powerful and mighty. We can rely on Him completely. We can't depend on ourselves. We can't rely on our reason or our feelings or our works. Our salvation must trust in something perfect and all-powerful, God alone. God fights the ultimate battle for us against sin and Satan. Jesus wins the victory so that we are safe. Just like scared little children who run to the safety of their parents' arms, we can run and hide in God's arms and His holy word. He is our mighty fortress, our strong defender. That's what the psalmist says. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Martin Luther based his hymn, A Mighty Fortress, on these words. That hymn, sometimes called the battle hymn of the Reformation, can be grand and glorious, powerful. But think of it also as comfort when we are huddling in fear for our lives. Every day, our life and our eternal salvation hangs in the balance of this battle between good and evil, between God and Satan. But we become weary in the struggle. The devil constantly attacks us, and we are not always bold and confident to resist him. We are intimidated. But Jesus fights for us. And because Jesus has won the victory and rescued us, paid the price of our redemption, we belong to him, and he stands ready to protect us as his dear children. We might lose everything else in this life, but the message of Jesus' cross has the power to save us, to forgive our sins, and to give us everlasting life. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge.